The dominant issue in the Republican presidential primary is government spending. Mark Zandi understands that concern, but in his view, the problems of Europe, home foreclosures, and unemployment loom larger.
We have a lot of problems. Our budget deficit is clearly one of them, but at the moment, I wouldn't put it at the top of the list. But it doesn't mean we don't need to address it right now.
Well, you know, one of the arguments against deficits is that government borrowing makes it harder for the private sector to get the capital it wants. Are we at that point?
No, not yet. But if you do the arithmetic and look out just a little distance into the future, if we don't make some changes quickly and preferably right away, that will be a problem. We will not have the capital we need, at least not at a reasonable interest rate, for businesses to make the kinds of investments that they need to improve productivity. And, of course, that's the fundamental source of the growth in our living standards.
What sort of magic needs to happen that somehow businesses decide, okay, it's time to put some money down and start growing again?
You know, I'm not sure. I don't know the answer to that. You know, my sense is it may in fact be the presidential election a year from now, a little less than a year from now, that there probably will be a very significant amount of political acrimony in coming months. And in that environment, I'm not sure business people are really going to be in the mood to engage and really let loose. After the election, assuming we're able to hold it together reasonably well, the political acrimony will fade a bit. We'll have made a decision collectively about a number of different key policy issues. And I think at that point, a light switch will go on and businesses will take that leap of faith and do more hiring. And this recovery will evolve into a stronger economic expansion.
We've got the issue of extending these the payroll tax cut and unemployment benefits. What do you think will happen to the economy if those benefits, those tax cuts, are not extended?
Well, I think it'd be a problem. I mean, most importantly, I think it's key for Congress and the administration to extend the current 2% payroll tax holiday. That's a lot of money to American households, about $120 billion. That in fact, would be the tax increase that we would have to pay next year if Congress and the administration don't act. I think it's important for them to do to avoid going back into recession, because if we go into recession, back into recession, then the cost of taxpayers will be much, much greater than that. Tax revenues would fall, and of course, spending would increase because you'd have a lot more unemployed workers requiring unemployment insurance and food stamps and other income support. Now, if I were king for the day, I think I'd also extend the emergency unemployment insurance program. I think that's, there's some issues with that, some problems, but net-net, I think that's a plus for the economy and should also be extended. Now, having said all of that, I do think all this should be paid for. Not in 2012, that would be counterproductive, but certainly in 2013 and beyond, that we do need, if we are going to provide some additional support to the economy through stimulus, we need to pay for it in the longer run. We can't add to our long-term deficits and to our long-term debt load. They're already too high.
Over in Europe, the government's there. They're trying to hammer out a deal to save the euro. If you were handicapping that process, what odds would you give that they'll work it out?
I think they'll work it out. It may not be tomorrow, the next day, but I think they've made a lot of progress over the last year and a half. And at the end of the day, I think they'll do enough to keep the eurozone together as it is today. I think if you look at the alternative path, one where the eurozone breaks apart or is significantly diminished, that's a very dark path, and I just don't think they want to go down it.
Mark Zandi is chief economist with Moody Analytics. He predicts 2012 will look a lot like this year. So long as Congress extends the payroll tax holiday, he thinks there will be modest growth. But it won't be until 2013 that a truly robust recovery will take hold. For NHPR News, I'm John Greenberg.